Radio.
Hello everyone, greetings from Pristina. For this edition, we have made an interview with Ülçü Toku, one of the founders of Kooperativa, which is actually the best and the most successful alternative video and audio production in Pristina. He talks about their work, their recent projects, and also about the feature film, which is going to be realized this year.
My name is Ülçü Toku. I'm a student of Academy of Arts in Pristina, and I do films.
You are also a member of, in fact, you were one of the owners of video audio production called Kooperativa. Can you tell me more about this video production? When was it founded, and by whom, and what did you do until now?
Well, everything started early before the war, '98, when the it was the time when were the October protest by students, the time when we couldn't really freely go out. In that time, we just finished high school, and we just started. We had an idea with my friend Pizzi Arian Recebe, who's been my friend and my partner during all the time till now. And we had this handy cameras, small cameras, house cameras. When we started to do a project, it was a comic thing. It became a bit commercial. We gathered some money and we bought a computer and we started to do some 3D animation and stuff. Then I start. Then I went to the film school in directing. And Kooperativa was founded after the war in 2002. After Pizzi went to Holland in Utrecht school, he finished animation and media design and stuff like that. And I was doing my directing here in Pristina. So after he came. After trying in different production houses like Pristina Film Virtual Studio, we finally made Kooperativa. That was in 2002, and from then we made a lot of music videos. We got some awards in here. We did some short films for the Academy of Arts while we were studying, and we also have shown them in some festivals like Sarajevo Film Festival in Tirana, and for now, in this last year, during 2004, we had this project which was financed by British office, and the idea was to do training through production. That means training through production with young people from ages 17, 20 to make some new groups, new teams of film, like in directing, editing, camera, production, for making films. So that was like a one-year workshop. And during that time, they produced five films, documentary, digital films. And so now we have like five new teams ready to work in television, make films, or I don't know what.
What was the name of the festival? Of this project, in fact?
The project was Open Eyes. The site is openeyestv.org for anyone who wants to see what's going on. So that was a project. It lasted like 1 year, and as I said, it was financed by British office, and it was a co-production between Guava Production from London and Kooperativa from Pristina.
Is there going to be any, not a festival, but any night that these movies are going to be shown? Like, not only on Nordic, because one was already held.
Yeah, it was held like a week ago. It was like the opening in the cinema ABC. It was like 500 people seeing. It was whole day program. We also had some guests from London, young producers, Ben Lewis from London, and Zadok Novak. There are some guys from London, producers who early started to work in the MTV, stuff like that. So the program started with them. They gave a workshop, and then there was five films from Open Eyes. So that was it. And then we're going to show them, because of the big audiences, we're going to show them in the television. After that, but there's going to be a DVD release, not a commercial one, but they're going to be like released freely.
How many films, documentaries and short films did you realize until now?
Well, there are a few documentaries that we've done. There are like three or four documentaries. There are two in process, which are already in editing for 1 year now. They've been stopped for now. And there is also a project for a feature film. It's going to be my graduation film also. It was a novel written by an Albanian famous writer, Ismail Kadare. It's the name is Felcher. So that's the piece that I'm working already for 3 years now. And that's the plan for the next year. We're planning like from February to start shooting the film, yeah. And probably in the middle of the next year, it's going to be ready for the cinema. The film talks deeply about freedom and isolation. It's about falling down. Everybody falls down in different ways. So there's a guy called Max in this film, while he's playing chess with his mom, he goes out to buy some cigarettes, and while he was stopped at the theater, where he falls down in a black hole, and while he's falling down, when he wakes up, he's in a totally different world. So now we kind of starting to deal with Max, with his kind of road trip through that new town. It's an industrial zone where he tries to get back home. And he tries to find the ways how to get up again, to go up to the upper world. And that's the story. That's the story, like he's falling down and he tries to come back home. Now this new world has different characters. There are some two different people live there, like the people that are falling down and the people that are native there. But they are like two different, they live like two different races, you know. So it's like...
Is there any parallel between the story and between your everyday life, in fact?
Yeah, probably it is. Yeah, sure, because like 3 years dealing with a piece of work, with a screenplay, it starts to be your everyday life. Like everything you get a lot of parallel things in everyday life with your screenplay, because you're thinking about it every day. And I think that all of people have their moments when they fall down in different ways. So that's the film about. But Max, it's a bit different because there are some parallels between politics. While for example, in Albania, there were people internated. It's for example, taking you now from here to one place, isolated place, and saying you're going to do your radio shows here for the rest of your life. This is your mini disc, this is your equipment, goodbye. So it's a kind of that story.
Okay, so you're talking about interning people during the Enver Hoxha's regime.
Yeah, that was it. That was it that's the book that Ismail Kadare written. I've adopted it, and during these years I've tried to find these parallel things that are happening in this time, or maybe an antique, or maybe in future. So I'm kind of trying to leave the time out, just to deal with the space, with the place that has been lost forever, the place that there has been no information in and out from there for a long time. And also parallel thing with Kosovo is that also Kosovo, it's isolated with the world.